Torah in this week's parasha discusses many different people who have a status of being impure, of being tameh. There's the Zav, the Zava, the Nida, all these different people that have impurities, which needs analysis. What is the nature of this impurity and how do we relate to it? Bizmana Zeh. Tumas Yoledes, Tumas Balkari. So a shmuz on its own. It's a big yesod of the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, of the Avnei Nezer, the Shem Shmuel, about Tumah being the loss of potential. That's what Tumah is. When a person dies and he's the highest level of Tumah, it's because his neshama leaves his guf and now he has no potential. He has no potential to be that Ben Chayrin that we were discussing. He's a guf, he's a physical entity, his body's still there, he looks exactly the same on a physical surface level than he did 2 minutes ago, but that's not what he it is. And that's why we paskin, as we've quoted many times, Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Beis, that Akum ein metamen ba'oil, that a goy doesn't have the same level of tumah halachically. Because the discrepancy between their stage earlier and their stage now is not the same. So there's many different tumas that the parsha of Tazria Mitzayra, it's not just Tzaras. You go through the parsha, you'll see a lot of the tumas that we're familiar with comes out in this week's parsha. The Meshech Chochma makes a hafla dikadiyak, Rav Moshe. And he says something very fascinating. The end of parsha Mitzayra, but it is a theme that's running through, I think, the entire Tazria Mitzayra. When it comes to the tumas of Nida, of Yoledes, of Zava, the Torah says, Dabru el b'nei Yisrael. Meshechachma is medayik. When it comes to the tumah of a Mitzayra, the Torah says, the Torah never commands us Dabru el b'nei Yisrael. Obviously something that we wouldn't pick up on our own. We need Remeir Simcha Vitzvins to point out to us. Halo Davru. Very fascinating diak that the Torah never says Dabru el b'nei Yisrael. Why is that so? So, Meshech Chochma explains Yitochin, because the level of Tumah when it comes to a Metzaira is more severe in terms of his interaction with Klal Yisrael than any other people that are Tameh. Even the Zav and the Balkari, that is a Tumah Hayoytze Elov Migufo, that is a higher level Tumah that he's not allowed to be where? In where? Does anyone know? He's not allowed to be in the Machna Leviya, right? He's not allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdash, on the Har HaBayis, but he's still allowed to be what? In Yerushalayim. He's still allowed to be in the third Machne, in Machne Yisrael. Adayinu b'machne ashlishis, Machne Yisrael. Lochein, Amr b'zav, so therefore says the Meshech Chochma, when it comes to a Zav, the Torah could say, Dabru al b'nei Yisrael. This is a person that's still found within the camps. Masha'en kein Mitzayra, we know that the Mitzayra is sent out, Bodad Yeshev, Michutz l'sholosh machnas, V'nifrid b'naklal, b'nei Yisrael. Rakubadad latzma. Rabbi Yisai de Meshech Chochma says, it's not just that his physical status is that he has to quarantine and he has to be away and have introspection on his own. But he says something striking, Rabbi Yisai, that I cannot say on my own. And I want us to all internalize this. Ma she'en kein mitzayra she'mishtale chutz l'sholosh machanos. Why is it that a Mitzayra has to be sent out of three machanas? Just because he needs some time and alone? Just because he has to do some introspection? Just because he can't be distracted?
or because the Torah was telling us he's not Dabru El Kol B'nei Yisrael. V'nifrad min haklal B'nei Yisrael. Im kein eino b'chlal B'nei Yisrael. This is the scariest Meshech Chochmah I've ever seen in my life. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us on the Samech Dalid, no matter what a person does, what avera he commits. Afal pi shechotu Yisraelu. The pintel yid. You can't damage certain things. Sok to Meshech Chochmah, a chidish nifla. There's one thing you could do that mamish takes you out of being addressed as Klal Yisrael. And the Torah is not going to say Dabar El Kanei Yisrael. You know what it is? It's speaking about other people. It's destroying relationships. It's breaking up achdus. It's living a life that I don't care about anyone else. That's scary, Rabbi Yisai. It's time to wake up. Anyone who wants to know what's Ma'akiv the Geula, Moshe Rabbeinu already told us. He understands why in Mitzrayim there is no Geula. It's because we don't care about Shmiras HaLashon. We don't. And I'm talking to myself right now. That's for the seminary girls. That's for high school. Or that's for... It's not for the limit of the base medrash. It's a shiloh of being part of the Bachne, of being addressed as Klal Yisrael, Zok the Meshech Chochmah. To speak about someone. How come we're not asking these shilohs? How come we're not analyzing this? Why don't we take seriously what the Chafetz Chaim, who's the Baal Mishnah Berurah, that you're analyzing for a plata and a hot plate, every single aspect and diak of the Mishnah Berurah. When he opens up and he says, there are over 14 d'oraisas on almost every conversation that we have, including myself. And yeah, you'll have the heter of Toelis. Read the Rama, read the Chofetz Chaim in Hilchus Rechilus about whether, what are the parameters of Toelis. Of do you have any negius over here? Is this avoidable at all? Are you saying anything irrelevant? Could you accomplish the goal without saying everything that you're saying? Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ochei noida adovar." Klal Yisrael is involved in lashon hara. That's why they're not going to be goyel. There wasn't any other thing. They were oif de'avodah zarah, for goodness' sake. That's not what Moshe Rabbeinu said. And the reason is poshut, Rabbi Yisai. The reason is. Because you can't be nigal as Am Yisrael if you're not an Am. If we're not connected. If we don't care. If it's lo echpat. If it's just my life and my ruchnius and my growth and my pursuits and I don't care about anyone else. This has to be just as important, if not more important. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'goyel an Am. An Am comes from the word im. Echpat lo. I wouldn't speak about my brother like this. So he's not your brother. So you're not Bonim Atem HaShem Elokeichem. He's not Yisrael. Apella. And Meshech Chochmah says that these days of Sfira, Rabbi Yisai, he writes in Parshas Emor. Unbelievable Meshech Chochmah. He says, Parshas Emor, Klal Yisrael transformed from Pesach Yitzias Mitzrayim to Shavuos Matan Torah, and they became an Am. He says, if you look at the first Yontif in the Torah, the first Yontif in the Torah is not Pesach. Even though, what do you mean, Rebbe? That was the first Yontif. That's the old Adinim of Yontif. It's not what the Torah calls Pesach. What does the Torah call Pesach? The Torah calls Pesach what? Shabbos. Imachras HaShabbos. A little odd that the Torah calls Pesach Shabbos. Why is it that it waits till Shavuos to become and to introduce this concept called Yontif? Says the Meshech Chochmah, the reason is because Yontif and Shabbos have these two elements to it. Shabbos is a time that a person doesn't leave their house. Al Yetzei Ish Mimkoma B'Yom HaShabbos.
There's an Isser Tchumen. You don't walk too much. There's an Isser Hotzah. We don't carry on Shabbos. Okay? Al Yetzi Ishmim Kom Yom HaShabbos. A person stays and he focuses on what? On his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch. Al Yetzi Ishmim Kom Yom HaShabbos Zok Tzayir HaKadosh. Makomo is Eino Ela HaMokom. Person is with the Mokom on Shabbos. Pesach time, we were not yet in Am. We were all Anoshim Nifradim that were grouped together. We were different individuals, happened to be in the same area. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. Once we started and approached the Yontav of Shavuos, then we become an Am. Now there is all these Heteras, there's this other festival that involves all these other activities that invite guests, that are interchanged with one another. Hol u'meklai le'orchim. We're allowed to cook on Yontav because guests might show up to my property. What kind of heter is that? The answer is that the focus of Yontav. Hotzah is mutter. The point is to interact with one another. The point is to worry about one another. The point is to leave the world of Shabbos, but now to be an Am that be connected with one another. That is what the development of what? Of Sfiras HaOmer is. And that's what the Avelus Reboisai has become. Years later, when people were not makbid on that, and we didn't recognize that, Shalog Nagu Kavod Zebezeh, and they were focused on their own internal personal growth at the expense of other people's Kavod. So then you're missing the whole Hachana to the Atzeres, to the Zman of Shavuos. A person who's a Mitzera, a person who has Tzara'as, and disconnects himself and lives a life of just focuses on himself and doesn't connect with one another, is destroying this whole period of Sfiras HaOmer. Chassam Sofer writes something unbelievable in Parshas Bechukosai. We got to take a look. Listen to what he says over here. Says here, the ish ki yimkor beis moishav ir chayma. A person sells his house that's walled. Hu haloshon sheyechate bebris haloshon, asher himusveves choma. When a person takes his mouth and puts it biyad acher, he sells it off to other people. Whatever happens, I just chatter away. I show that I'm not a bialim on my tongue, but other peoples control it. Other events control it. And I don't realize that I really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu built me a protection with two svasayim and shinayim to have a wall around my tongue. A bias that is the ultimate area of Kedusha. And I ignore that. He musuveves chayma ve'en lezatikun kiyem b'toyrah. Murvetzeches erchin. Tzigunu tolu b'meyas svira. How is a person metakin his lashon that should be protected? He does it in the Mei Asfira Bein Pesach La'atzeres. Between the Yontav of Pesach and Shavuos, this is when a person focuses on Parshas Tazria Mitzayra, Parsha of being metakin the lashon, that which I do not safeguard and I has strayed away the rest of my days. Ubiyoma Atzeres on Shavuos hu ayoyvel shebo yitzkunu kol b'nei Torah v'yiknu bo shlemis. These days should be his redemption. Person has these days, the Sfiras HaYomim, to be goyal his Lashon that unfortunately strayed away and was not protected, as he approaches to make tmimis again, as he approaches the Yontav of Atzeres. I was thinking, Rabbi Yisai, it's fascinating that the letters of Tzara'as are the same letters as the Atzeres. The way for us to truly be meichin to be mekabel the Torah is not only to work on our Avodas Hashem, but to realize that we need a Klal Yisrael to be Mekabel HaTorah. To realize that we need to enter back into Machane Yisrael, to Machane Hashchina. And what that means is being makbid just as much with our Lashon, with our bias, like the Chassam Sofer is saying, that should be protected and should be safeguarded. Again, this Musar is for myself, for Boisai. This is not something that we take to full consideration, and the Chafetz Chaim was one who realized this. And yes, the Chafetz Chaim also realized that this applies to a lot of other halachos, but the Hakdama is not as scary as it is Shmiras Halosh. It's a new perspective to think about the next time you open your mouth, the next time you open the locks, the choma of your mouth, when you say something, when you talk about someone else. In the world of Shidduchim, in the world of dating, Rabbi Yisai, yes, there are situations that there is a chiyuv. I'm not trying to say not. The Chafetz Chaim himself speaks about this. I had something that was on my mind a lot, but we don't think about these situations and the fact that we might be doing serious damage. It might not make us roi for Kabbalah Satayr. Might make us have to be kicked out of Klal Yisrael. Not just in a location matter. Rabbi says, don't think about this as just a physical location. But let's uproot him from Klal Yisrael. That's scary. Person, everyone's looking to go to Gedolim, to go to Brachis. Chafetz Chaim writes in his Akdama. Everyone wants to go to this Rebbe and that Rebbe to go see him. Chafetz Chaim says, I don't understand. Why don't you just shut your mouth? Why don't you just think about what you say beforehand? Before you insult the other person. Before you talk behind his back. Before you ruin his life and a potential shidduch or a potential zivug or a potential job. Why isn't that a school? Why isn't that a zchus to enter back into Klal Yisrael? I think the answer is, Rabbi said, we haven't cracked open that book. I think when a person seriously thinks and says, okay, higi hazman, I really got to start, just like I have to learn Mishabura, I have to learn Halacha, Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Yontif, Hilchas Erev, Hilchas Otzah, and we introduce all these new concepts, and whether or not you can invite a non-Jew on Yontif, great, these are all interesting topics, but you know what? We really have to crack open a Chafetz Chaim. We really have to realize that this is really a pivotal question, whether or not I'm part of Klal Yisrael, and whether or not Mashiach is going to come and the Gula is going to happen. And this is not just fluff. This is not just a nice, you know, fire Rebbe. Please don't say that. This is not fire Rebbe. This is just, we got to start putting the Shmiras HaLashon and Lashon Hara, what it represents, on the radar. And then hopefully we can really save us, ourselves, from all these difficult matzavim that Klal Yisrael and us personally are facing. Mitzvah Hashem, we should all be makabel on ourselves to take a picture, whether a physical picture or a mental picture, of these few lines of the Meshech Chachma, to give a new perspective of how I'm going to use my mouth, of how I'm going to think, even just a little bit, an hour, like just a little bit, the way I respond, that should become a little bit of common culture, that like, no, you don't have to respond to everything, you don't have to spew everything, you don't have to respond, you can guard a little bit in what you say. It's Hashem, that should be a schus for us, for each and every one of you, and for all of Klal Yisrael. Meher v'yameinu, amen.